Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Commander-in-Chief by Katie Evans. Narrated by John Lane and Isabel Gordon. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. 1. Oath. Matt. Present day. I suit up in black, not my tie, add my cufflinks, and step out to the living room of Blair House to greet the senior officer from White House Military, who's here to hand over the top secret codes in case of a nuclear strike. With him is an aide with a nuclear football that will be passed on to me, as of noon. The man who carries it will be my shadow for the next 4 years. A true pleasure, Mr. President-elect, the shadow tells me. Likewise. I shake his hand. Then the senior officer's hand as the nuclear codes are handed to me, and they leave. Customarily, the departing president holds a brunch for the incoming president on inaugural day. Not the case with Jacobs and me. I grab my long black coat and slip my arms into the sleeves, nodding at Wilson at the door. It seemed fitting that I pay a visit to my father today, the day I become the 46th President of the United States. My father is buried at Arlington National Cemetery, one of three presidents there. The wind is freezing, flapping my gabardine at my calves. As I walk up to my father's grave, I know the silence will soon be broken by the 21 rifle shots from the changing of the guard at the tomb of the...